Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. John Patrick Nugent was sentenced today, September 22nd, for violating probation following two separate violations discovered during Operation Nighthawk events. It was also revealed that Nugent was driving around the courthouse on days when he was required to appear but failed to do so. Additionally, he cut off his tether and discarded it in nearby courthouse trash, demonstrating a clear disregard for the judicial system. Nugent was sentenced to 23 months to 10 years in prison with 461 days of credit for time served and was unsuccessfully discharged from probation. Speaking of which, also, John Patrick Nugent is scheduled to be sentenced at 11 a.m. on November 17th on charges including resisting and obstructing a police officer in the third degree and absconding on bond habitual third degree. Following these charges, his bond has been canceled. Nugent has previously pleaded not guilty to multiple counts related to absconding and resisting law enforcement. His case has garnered local attention due to his no-show and subsequent hiding from the court, leading to his arrest and bond revocation. And we come back after this Tri-County Equipment sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Want to make your John Deere tractor more efficient? Now is the perfect time to add Frontier implements to your John Deere tractor from Tri-County Equipment. John Deere and Tri-County Equipment have great financing options on Frontier implements, including 0% financing for 36 months for qualified buyers. Select John Deere backhoes are available with 0% financing for 60 months. And select John Deere tillers also qualify for 0% financing for 60 months. That's not all. John Deere and Tri-County Equipment also have select zero-turn mowers available for up to $1,000 off. Plus, you can save up to $3,000 on select John Deere XUV Gator utility vehicles. Whether you're upgrading attachments or adding new versatility to your operation, now's the time to save big. Visit your nearest Tri-County Equipment location today. These deals are only valid until November 2nd, 2025.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertram, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcast Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at international news in Berkeley, California, an earthquake with a magnitude of 4.3 has awakened many people in the San Francisco Bay Area with a sharp jolt. The United States Geological Survey reports that more than 24,000 people said they felt the quake, which was just east-southeast of Berkeley. It happened shortly before 3 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. People reported feeling their home shaking and receiving phone alerts. San Francisco's Department of Emergency Management says it hasn't received any reports of injuries or damage. And in Kyiv, Ukraine, for our international news, Russia and Ukraine are accusing each other of deadly drone strikes on civilian areas in Ukrainian, as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky anticipates a busy week at the UN General Assembly in New York. He aims to boost a U.S.-led peace effort. He has already offered a ceasefire and a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. However, Moscow has issues with some proposals, and peace still seems a distant possibility. Concerns have grown that the conflict could spread beyond Ukraine. European countries have rebuked Russia for provocations, including drones landing in Poland. Zelensky plans to meet with world leaders to gather support against Russia's invasion. And it's been your news for your local, regional, national, international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your obituaries, weather, and information from thumbnet.net. And that news update was brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And we have a few obituaries to report this hour. Karen Bomering, age 66, of Ruth, passed away September 16th, 2025. She was born on June 26, 1959 in Detroit. She enjoyed farming, the cattle, her flowers, being with her boys, and enjoying going out to dinner with friends and family. Following Karen's wishes, cremation has taken place. Arrangements are being handled by Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared at RamseyFH.com. And Walter Meisner, age 82 of Forestville, passed away Friday, September 19th. He was born on August 22nd, 1943 in Detroit. Walter and Caroline Grimord were united in marriage on June 28, 1968. Funeral services for Walter will be Thursday, September 25th, 2025 at 1 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Burial will follow in East Delaware Cemetery. Visitation for Walter will be on Thursday beginning at 10 a.m. until time of services at 1 p.m. Memories can be shared at RamseyFuneralHome.com. And David Dennis Lamke, age 49, of Harbor Beach, passed away suddenly on September 19th. Born on June 2, 1976, Dave grew up in Paris, Michigan, with his five sisters. Dave married the love of his life, Renee Guza Kramer, on December 7, 2024. Funeral service for Dave will be Wednesday, September 24th, 2025 at 11 a.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Cremation will follow. Visitation for Dave will be Tuesday from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the funeral home on Wednesday beginning at 10 a.m. until time of services at 11 a.m. Memories can be shared at RamseyFH.com. And Francis Newton, age 86, of Imlay City, Michigan, passed away peacefully Saturday, September 20th, 2025. Francis Lillian Zella was born August 13, 1939, in Detroit, Michigan. A private burial will take place in Lakeville Cemetery, Leonard, Michigan, on Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025. The Greater Thumb Nurse Honor Guard will officiate at a private graveside memorial service in the coming days. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that memorial contributions be sent to United Hospice of Aspire, 2770 Main Street, Marlette, Michigan, 48452. Please be sure to sign our online registry book at MuirBrothersFH.com to share your memories and condolences with the Newton family. And last, Jill Suzanne Stahl Power, 50 years old of Bad Axe, passed away peacefully at her home with family beside her on September 20th, 2025. Jill was born July 22nd, 1975 in Detroit, Michigan. A Christian Mass of burial will be held on Saturday, September 27th, 2025 at 11 a.m. at St. Hubert Parish Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Bad Axe. A private burial will take place. Visitation will be held 1 hour prior to the service from 10 to 11 a.m. The family would like to thank the many family and community friends for the outpouring of love, prayers, and support during this difficult time. Your kindness will always be cherished and remembered. They would also like to acknowledge and thank the nonprofit organization Wings of Mercy for providing airfare to Jill for her travel to Cleveland Clinic for her treatments. Memorials may be offered in remembrance of Jill to the scholarship fund for her sons in care of Tom and Sue Stahl. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com.